Thank you for coordinating this. It's always a pleasure to meet and greet the Bogrim Yeshiva. I spent a good time there, so I feel sort of a natural kinship with the Bogrim. All right, so the topic that we'll discuss tonight is Neri Yishu Beiso. The Gemara and Shabbos, I'm Chaf Alma from Abayz. Hi. As much as I try to get Aaron to let me do Sukkah, he said, gotta be time. So. He thought that if I didn't have anything prepared already, it could be a small number of makaros. Yeah. I showed you. So the Gemara in Shabbos says that in introducing the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah Tan Rabbana, mitzvah Chanukah Ner Ishu Beiso, that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, so at an initial level at least, it's simply one ner per household. And then the Gemara proceeds to say that there are two additional levels. There's Mahadrin, the chiyuv that's if somebody wants to be Mahadrin mitzvahs, they can light Ner Lechol Echad V'Echad. A ner for everybody in the family. The Mahadrim and Mahadrin, so it's either your Mosif, starting 1, 2, 3, 4, like Beis Hillel, according to the number of candles according to the night, or like Beshamai, your Poches Holich, start out with 8, and you would then lessen it each night as it goes on. So you'd end up with 1. So there's Mahfokus Yishonim, Mahfokus Rambam, Maharil, and Tosos. Whether or not the second two tiers, or the last two tiers rather, are in addition to one another, or they're replacing. What I want to deal with is just the nature of the basic chiyuv Neri Yishu Beiso, and in particular the question, how is it, and on what basis is it, that it's sufficient for the entire family, all the B'nai Abayis, people who are each individually in and of themselves, bar chiyuva, each of them is chayv mitzvos, how is it that it's sufficient for the Baal Abayis to be ma'alik? How is it that each household needs only one hadlaka? And note that this question applies for most Rishonim to all three levels of the Chiyuv. Not only the first initial level of Neri Yishu Beiso, but actually even subsequent Hidur and the Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. According to most Rishonim, both the Tosfos and the Rambam, on all these levels, we still have the single Baal HaBayis being Madlik. It's just a matter of how many he's being Madlik. The practice of Ashkenaz, of the Ramah, something which starts with the Maharil, which is a late Ashkenazi Rishon, and the Trumas Hadeshen, they are the ones that introduce the idea that when we say, you know, Ner Lechol Echad, each person in the family should actually be lighting on his own. But for most Rishonim, this doesn't occur at all on any level of the Chiyuv. And so for most Rishonim, this question applies to all the levels. How is it possible that only the Baal HaBayis is Madlik, and that's sufficient, if there's a Chiyuv LaHadlik, how is that sufficient for everyone in the household? And for the Ramah, this is a question that applies specifically to the initial level of Neri Yishu Beiso. So here I think there are three approaches. How we understand, how is it okay that there's a chiyuv lahadlik and yet only one person is being madlik? The first is the approach, I think, which is suggested perhaps by the Ma'arach Zeruah, or if not, it's at least one that is able to be suggested based on him, which is that perhaps the what's happening here is that the Baal HaBayis is being madlik, is being motzi, all the individual B'nai Abayis, Yidei Chovasam, Midin Shlichus. Right, his Hadlaka is able to be Motzi the other people. He's doing it on behalf of not only himself, but also of them. And therefore, through Shlichus, he's able to actually be Motzi their each individual Chiyuv. That this makes sense is not entirely self-evident. The idea of Shlichus Shalom Kamoso is a principle we find in Bechol Darkula, but it has limitations. And Rishonim note that it seems quite obvious that you couldn't just say to somebody, please sit in the sukkah, not only for yourself, but for me too, and have me in mind, and be yotze with that. You couldn't have somebody put on tefillin for you, and be yotze with that. The Meiri and sukkah, just as an example, v'cheyecha matzinu mitzvah tfluya b'maisa ki ein netilas lula v'tfillin v'tzitzis shehehei echad motzis chavero. Where do we find such a notion? We find it in the context of usually mitzvahs that have to do with shmiya, midin shomei ka'onet. She'imamru b'shofar megillah v'domeyem hu b'nei she'ahein tfluyim b'mishmiya, and there's a din of Shemei Kona, and that's the way you would be motzi in that case, but just midin shlichus, not quite so obvious. And yet it seems that we do have mitzvos that you can be yotzei al shliach. The Mishnah Kiddushin, when it discusses mitzvos Kiddushin, mitzvah bao yotzei ribi shlucho, right? So it's better for you to do it yourself, as opposed to appoint a shliach to engage in the mitzvos Kiddushin. But it's clear that when the shliach does it, in fact, he's also engaged in the mitzvah. It's just not as a superior performance as if you do it bechvatcha v'yatcha. But the question then naturally arises: well, then where's the line here? Why is it that in some cases in mitzvah's kiddushin, let's say, you'd be able to appoint a shliach and be yotze, and yet it seems quite evident that in context of let's say sukkah, you would not be. So here you have different approaches in Rishonim and Achronim. I'll just mention a couple now. One is the ksos. The ksos is of the opinion that that shluchos shalikamoso, it doesn't work for mitzvos in which the person's body is necessary as a sort of a chetza shel mitzvah. If the person simply needs his body to be, let's say, situated in the sukkah, so for that you couldn't appoint a shliach, because it's still my body that needs to be there. If the mitzvah is to do something of some sort, so then you would be able to appoint a shliach to do it. So as the Ksos says, if we just look quickly, that the shliach shal adam kamosa lo armin el b'mida de asiya. If you're dealing with a maisa, then you could say da'az havelei a maisa shlucho kamosa. Aber b'mida deleka asiya, when there's no act in particular that you're supposed to be doing, but it's simply just physically you that has to be there. Lo armin shlucho shal adam kamosa, and therefore pesach kiddushin gershin, those you can have shlichus. But tefillin, shashliach miniach tefillin, so he formulates it in a nice way, that if you have somebody put on tefillin for you, so the putting on the tefillin, the hanachas of tefillin, he can do. But it has to be on you physically, and therefore you wouldn't be able to do shlichus in that case. Now, if you take that as the criterion for when you can have shlichus and mitzvah, so then it's quite reasonable to say that in context of Neir Chanukah, so you can indeed have shlichus, because here you're dealing with the maisa. I'm appointing you to be madlik, and you can be madlik for me on behalf of me as in order for it to be motzi ma'achiv, yeah.
So, like, with the concept of shlichus, mm-hmm. there's always the idea that you could do it yourself if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in this case, though, you're only able to have one per household. It's not each person in the household is supposed to do it themselves.
Well,
but they could have one. It's that you have.
But you could, light. I mean,
I'm saying, but it's different because it's.
We might prefer for there to be. That's a question depending on if you hold like the Maharil and the Ramah. But even if you don't, let's say you think that no matter what's going on, you have one person here doing it, but it's still, that's just a matter of a preference, and we'll discuss a little bit, but you would still say that he could, he's in a position to light himself, he certainly has the legal capacity to light. It's just that we would say we want one menorah, or one lighter, so therefore, instead of you doing it, we're asking you to appoint somebody else to do it. Follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not, you're referring to the principle of kol de'iu lo matzi avid lo matzi mashi shliach, right? That principle that you have to be able to do, you have to be legally empowered to do something in order to enable a shliach to do it. Right, so here I think we would say you are legally able to do it, it's just not the preference for when we specify the mitzvah. According to the Maharil, maybe it is the preference, but even if it isn't, that's not a matter of a legal, that you're not legally empowered to do so. Yeah.
In most mitzvah, we formulate mitzvah usually in terms of you do this, and then shlichus d'asiyah is this sort of external possibility.
Right.
In this case, mm-hmm. you formulate it as the baseline. We expect
right.
shlichus. And
yeah. Right. So let me come back to that. What's your name?
Yair.
Yeah. So let me come back to that. Right. That's something that's a little bit of a difficulty with this approach is that usually, like you said, the mitzvah's initial formulation is just the mitzvah that applies to every individual, and then there's shlichus. Then you can apply shlichus. But here we seem to be baking the shlichus part of it into the initial formulation of the mitzvah. Not only that, it's just strange, it's just anomalous, it would seem at least that there's a principle that cuts against doing it this way. Not just that it's strange, it's anomalous, but actually there's a reason why we don't generally find mitzvahs formulated, like that, and that is mitzvah boyus or shlucho. Yeah, so both of these points that Pnei Yeshua makes, we'll come back to it. But another explanation for where you have shlichus and mitzvahs and where you don't is the Or Zeruah. Now, the Ma'arach Or Zeruah, that is. The Ma'arach Or Zeruah's principle, I think, at least to me, if you ask me on his account of where you can have shlichus and mitzvahs and where you can't, I would have said, Hadlakas Neiros is out. There's no shlichus and Hadlakas Neiros. He himself, however, in the end, comes to Hadlakas Neiros and he implies that you certainly can have it. His criterion is that, if you just look at it, it sounds like what he's saying, we don't have time to look at everything inside, so we'll just have to say some of it outside, that when it comes to mitzvahs where the focus of the mitzvah is a certain result to be achieved, it's a certain totsah, so then you can have a shliach. So for instance, hafrashas challah, kiddushin, you have to have a woman be married to, you have to have challah be taken out, you have to have the tefuah be mitukan. So there you can have shlichus, you can have shliach, it makes sense, it's shayach, where the mitzvah is to do a certain kind of act, to engage in a certain process, a certain maisa. So there, you cannot have a shliach. There, you have to do it on your own. If you just look at it quickly, you'll see that's what he says. On that account, I would have assumed that maybe Halakos Neiros shouldn't be included. Maybe you can have shlichus with Halakos Neiros. He himself actually seems to assume that you can have it. Like I said at the end, if you notice, came Halakos Neir Chanukah and Ruben, I don't think Neiros or Shoshim, he's discussing the bracha, but the basic notion that you can have a shliach seems to acknowledge that. that would have implications, interesting implications for the nature of Mitzvah Ner Chanukah. Perhaps it's more Tzitzah oriented. We want to have a light be lit. But either way, the point is that the basic notion that you can have shlichus for Ner Chanukah, that seems to be clearly accepted in the Maror Kozeruah, and it's clearly acceptable according to the Ksos HaKoshen. And perhaps that's the explanation for Neri Shabeso. Why wouldn't we just say every single individual? Perhaps there are other reasons. Perhaps there are competing factors that would tell us that even though we normally say do it yourself, but there's some reason why we would say here, hold off, let it be done through shlichus. That's, I think, what we'll come back to. But either way, that would be one approach. A second approach, however, sees it very differently. And it starts with the Tosfos in Sukkah. The Tosfos in Sukkah, this is conventionally suggested by Achronim, the Tosfos in Sukkah discuss the Birchas HaRoah. The Gemara posits as a chiyuv of a person who sees the Neir Chanukah that he should recite it, Sh'asa Nisan L'Avasein. Now, when does a person say this? Who is it that is mechuyev to say it? That's a big one for the Achronim, not our discussion. But the Tosfos addresses that sort of on the side, but the issue that he's addressing first and foremost is why is it that there's a Birchas HaRoah for Mitzvah Ner Chanukah but for nothing else? That's the issue that bothers them. And they have a couple of suggestions. The first one is because of Chavivus HaNeis, and the second, they say, is because V'gam Yishum She'yesh Kama B'nei Adam She'en Lehem Batim V'yen B'yadam L'Kayim HaMitzvah. There are people that don't have houses and therefore they cannot fulfill the mitzvah. So you see from this Tosfos, first of all, that if you don't have a house, then you're actually not able to fulfill the mitzvah. When the Gemara says in Shabbos Chafalef that Ner Chanukah mitzvah la'nicha pesach peso mi bachutz, and it gives you options, if you're not doing bachutz, you should do inside, these places are likuva. The technique, the way that you would be yotze the mitzvah is only is limited to al pesach peso mi bachutz, which means that if you're, let's say, in the field or in somewhere else, you wouldn't be able to light. That's an issue which isn't obvious, but that's the way the Tosfos say it. But Adkan, you would just say that's just a method, that's just the details, the parameters of the mitzvah lahalik. That's not so relevant for us. But the next point becomes relevant. The Tosfos ends up rejecting this reason. He thinks that that's not such a great explanation of why there's a Birchas HaRoah here, because he says if this were the case, Tam Rishon Nicha is better. Why? Dilo Tikshalei Mezuzah. If this were the case, if the reason were because we had to be concerned for people that don't have houses and therefore they're not able to fulfill the mitzvah, says Tosfos, so then why would we say this, that there's a din of Birchas HaRoah specifically by Ner Chanukah and not when it comes to mezuzah? Now, when it comes to mezuzah, the chiyuv of mezuzah is traditionally understood as what Rishonim call chovas habayis or chovas tira, chovas ashar, which means that it's not principally oriented towards, it's not a command which is upon every single individual that you are mitzvah to put up a mezuzah. It rather, in a sense, revolves around the chetzah of the bayis. It's a mitzvah which is directed towards a house that qualifies for the mitzvah mezuzah must have a mezuzah affixed upon it. Now, who is it that this chiv, in a sense, devolves upon, sort of secondarily? That's the person whose house it is. But the mitzvah is not really a chovah sagavra. It's not that there's a mitzvah upon every yachid b'yachid. It's rather a chovah that is attached to, in a sense, the bayis. It's a chiv to do something to a house, that a house has to have something done to it. This is the Rambam's formulation in the Hilchos Brachos, that yesh mitzvah saseh shadam chayiv d'shtadel v'lordof ad shi'as ason, Osak egon tefillin, the sukkah v'lulav, etc. L'fisha adam chayev akopanim la'asos. The person is simply mechuyav regardless of anything else. V'yesh mitzvah she'ena chova el domin l'rishus kegon mezuzah u'maka she'en adam chayev lishkom b'bayis ha'chayev mezuzah. In the case of maka and mezuzah, we're talking about is a bayis, which is chayev mezuzah. Right? It's just that if you happen to have one, so then the responsibility to put up the mezuzah on that house becomes yours. But in essence, it's the bayis which is chayev mezuzah, not the other. Now, given that this is the case, if we were to understand that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, what Tosfos held was that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah which is applied, every single person has a chiyuv lahavid, that there's a chovas hayachid on every single person, and just the technique in terms of where and how one is madlik, so there's a place, you have to light on the Pesach HaBayis, so that a person who doesn't have a Pesach HaBayis could not be yotzei the mitzvah. If that were the way he was viewing it, then the difficulty from mezuzah is, I think, very hard to understand. Why is it challenging to explain why the Birchas HaRoah would be instituted specifically for a homeless person regarding Ner Chanukah? In the case of Ner Chanukah, every single individual is mechuyah. Every single individual is mitzvah. Not everybody can fulfill it, according to Tosfos. If you don't have a house, you can't fulfill it. So in that case, the person is a kind of an anus. He can't fulfill a mitzvah which he is obligated to do. When it comes to mezuzah, though, there is no obligation in the first place. He's not mechuyev at all. It's simply a bias which is mechuyev to have a mezuzah upon him. And therefore, if somebody's homeless, there's nothing that he's not able to fulfill that he's commanded in. There's no mitzvah that applies to him whatsoever. So if we're saying that, why would we be, you know, concerned for the ability of a person, an individual, to participate in mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, but not for mitzvahs mezuzah? Seems like the answer would be just quite obvious. Mitzvahs mezuzah, the homeless person has no connection, there's no chiyuv whatsoever. He's not mitzvah. Doesn't apply to him. Mitzvahs Chanukah, every single individual is mitzvah to light Chanukah candles. He might be honest, but we want to be able to have him participate in the mitzvah. Right? What is the conclusion to be drawn? It sounds like the simplest thing to say for the Tosfos is that Tosfos apparently understood that mitzvahs Chanukah too is actually a mitzvah, is actually a chovas habayis. The chiyuv applies to a physical house, the structure of the house. The mitzvah is to have the house be adorned, if you will, with a ner Chanukah. The house has to have within it, on Chanukah, a ner Chanukah. For somebody who comes into a house on Chanukah, and if it's his house, then he becomes responsible to put it up. But it's essentially something like mezuzah, where the mitzvah is chovas habayis, and therefore, if you're going to be choshish for Tosos, if you're going to be choshish for somebody who may not be mitzvah at all, but we still want him to participate, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, so then the same thing applies to mezuzah. Everybody follow so far? The Orchos Chaim, Aaron HaKohen Milunil, so he seems to have contemplated this possibility. He discusses the nafkamina, essentially. And the nafkamina that he mentions is, let's say a person has two houses, which he lives in, both of them. So he says he should light, but basically there are two deos in the Orchos Chaim. Does he need to light Me'ikar HaDin, or is he only chayav to light Ibnei HaKhashad? There's, in general, a principle of Khashad that people will think that you don't light Neris Hanukkah. So that, for that reason, let's say you have two entrance ways in your house, you have to light in both of them. So that's not Me'ikar HaDin, that's just Ibnei HaKhashad. So the Orchos Chaim has basically two opinions whether or not a person with two houses has to light the second house only with Ibnei HaKhashad, because people will think that he's not somebody who lights Ner Chanukah, or no, he's actually required Me'ikar HaDin to light that. And the reason you would say it's only Ibnei HaKhashad, the Orchos Chaim says, is Kevin the Kaimon the Chovas Gabrahu Amriyan the Shein Mitzvah Achas She'en Achiyuv El Ibnei HaKhashad. Then he says, but maybe Afilu Neima, maybe it is in fact two mitzvahs, meaning they're both required Me'ikar HaDin. He's discussing there the issue of the bracha. He thinks that even so, you would only make one bracha. That was his ultimate concern there. But inter alia, we find that there are two deos in Orchos Chaim, whether or not you would say that a person who has two houses within which he lives is chayav Me'ikar HaDin to light in both of them, or only in one of them. And it makes sense to understand that that's exactly the issue, as he says. If it's a chovas gavra, so as long as you were miniach a ner on Pesach Pesach, you're yotzei. The other house, makes no difference. But if it's a chovas abayis, like mezuzah, so I can't just put up a mezuzah in my one house and say, well, in the second house, I've already been yotzei the mitzvah. It's obviously not like that. It's a mitzvah which devolves upon each and every house. And now if this is the case, then it makes perfect sense. That would certainly explain also mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, Ner Ish HaBeis Aviv. How is it that everybody's able to fulfill their mitzvah? It's not that each of them has an individual chiyuv that everybody's mechuyav in and of themselves to light. Elamai, we appoint, we have the Baal Bayis light and be motzi everybody, midin shlichus. It's that the mitzvah is simply to have the house be adorned with Ner Chanukah. And for that purpose, it's sufficient that somebody does it. So the Baal Bayis does that. It's not that he's being motzi every individual, their chiyuv, their own individual chiyuv. There is no such individual chiyuv. It's simply that the house have it. And if the house has it, then that's all you need to do. That's sufficient. Yes?
So is there a need for everyone?
There isn't a need.
So why would we do that?
I mean, why do we, let's say, the B'nai Ashkenaz?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so that's the Maharils. That's the Maharil says that the... First of all, I'm saying Moshe Shonim held that on all levels of Ner Chanukah, both the Rambam and the Tosfos. Held that on all levels, people don't always appreciate that. On all levels of Ner Chanukah, there's no other B'nai Bayis lighting with them. It's all just the Baal Bayis, just a matter of how many he lights. Sefer, it's the Sefer Maharil, which is a sort of codifying Ashkenazi Minhagim right around the time, right before the Shulchan Aruch, who's the first to introduce the idea. He's the Rebbe of the Tradition. First to introduce the idea that everybody lights. According to him, it would seem that our analysis is relevant specifically to the first level of the Neri Shabeso. It could very well be that Chazal, say as a Hiddur, everybody can also have an individual Chiyav if you want. There are other ways to say it, but at least on the level of the Neri Shabeso, on the initial level for the Maharil, that's what would emerge.
have brachos for everybody?
So we'll get to that. Yeah, we'll get to that. So if you take a look at Pnei Yeshua, I think seems to have, he was bothered by the question that Yair.
Yeah.
That Yair mentioned. It's an appropriate name for the topic. That Yair mentioned. He's bothered by your question. Why? What? We're baking in the shlichus here. Is that what's going on? What happened to mitzvah ba'yosem b'shluchah? So it's a little bit ambiguous in the Pnei Yeshua. Does he think it really is a chiyuv akol yachad b'yachad? And it's just that there's a reason why we say only have one do it, and how are they actually everybody else being yotzei just through shlichus? But the reason why we say that, we don't account for mitzvah boys or shlichus, because we want to have the presentation be appropriate for suminitza. Or is he saying that there's no chiyuv on every yachad b'yachad, and the whole issue was presenting the mishum suminitza, and for that reason they made it a chovas habayis? The lashon is a little bit unclear. He says it's ki'ilu, so it's hard to tell. But either way, he's addressing these two approaches. Now, what are some implications of this? So, I'll just mention a couple. Again, what time are we done?
6:35.
Yeah. You said 6:45.
Well, that's what we have to bench by.
All right. okay. Keep the ground is shrinking from underneath me. Yeah. So the I guess I'll just mention one nafkamina because it's the one you mentioned. So the one nafkamina is. What happens if, let's say, a person has in mind that he will not be yotzei with the baal bayis? Does he then become a chuyav meikar din? So Rabbi Kivager addresses this question, and his question was: do you lie on the hiddur alone? And the particular case that was presented to him was: let's say I've lit my menorah, I begin to light, I light one candle, and then I start to light, let's say, the third night, the second candle, and then I realize that I forgot the bracha. Can I make the bracha then? Can I make a bracha, in other words, on the ner, which is only Mishum HaHidur? So Rabbi Kivager says, I don't think so, and don't bring me a raya from the fact that we Ashkenazim, everybody lights, and each of them lights a bracha. That seemed to be a good raya, right? I mean, if it were the case that you can't make a bracha on the Hidur aspect of the mitzvah, or the Mahajan aspect of the mitzvah, then you would have said that, all right, so everybody else can get involved, but they can't make a bracha. But we do make a bracha. So the Rav Kivager says, that's not a raya that you make a bracha on the hiddur, on the mahadrin. The reason that we're able to do that is because each and every person has in mind that he's not being yotzei with the baal bayis. When he intends to light on his own, he's having in mind shelo latzeis with the baal bayis, and therefore it becomes mechuyav meikar hadin. Everybody follow that? In other words, everybody really does become chayav on the basic level simply because when you intend to light on your own, you have in mind not to be yotzei with the baal bayis. So clearly, this Rav Kivager seems to be assuming that it works midin shlichus, that he's being motzi me my chiyuv. In which case, it makes sense to say we never have it that in a case where somebody's being motzi somebody else their chiyuv, that can happen al korchka. You have to want it. You need kavanos. Let's say shomei umashmiya. Everybody needs to be mechavin that this should work. Right. This is why some when you.
Isn't that machlokas on the
Rishonim? Yeah. So that's okay. I don't want to get into that. There is a machlokas shabbat about even you're referring to. I think is whether or not having negative intent enables you to, let's say, avoid being yotzei the mitzvah, the mandam or mitzvah sein tzukas kavanah.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, but it that's precisely where everybody seems to agree that if you're having one person being motzei the other, even if you assume mitzvah sein tzukas kavanah, then this is one way to understand the Rambam, for instance. Even if you need mitzvah einan tzrichos kavana, but for echad b'motzi another, that you need to link him up, you need to have it. So for whatever reason, you would need the motzi to be mechavi and the yotzei to be mechavi to be yotzei, whether because mitzvah tzrichos kavana or because just to link them up. Either way, you need it in general. But the Kivager, and therefore Rav Kivager says you can just simply have in mind not be yotzei, you become mechuyav. The others disagree. I don't want to get inside. We don't have time. But the Truma Sedeshen, it's clear he doesn't agree with this. Basically, the Truma Sedeshen was asked, can a person, a husband, let's say, who's not at home, and he wants to light on his own, can he make a bracha? That's the question. He knows his wife is lighting for him and in his house. Can he make a bracha where he lights, when he lights? So if you look at the Truma Sedeshen, he has two opinions, but both opinions agree that if there are two things on which they disagree with Rav Yeager. First, they think if, in fact, this is Bechlal HaMahadrin, then he can make a bracha. But it's only if it's Bechlal HaMahadrin can he make a bracha. Meaning, there's definitely no Chiyah Meikar Din regardless here. And the question is it Bechlal HaMahadrin of Ner Lechol Echav Yechad? It seems to be focused about an Ish for Ishto, whether or not that's Bechlal HaMahadrin of Chol Echav Yechad, or you say something like, let's say Ishtek Begufo, it just doesn't, that's not the Mahadrin, we don't have a Mahadrin like that. A husband and his wife are not Bechlal, the Mahadrin, the particular Mahadrin that Chazal were established. But either way, it's clear from the Term of Sedeshin, there's no way for him to become Chuyah Beikar Din here. And what's implicit in the Term of Sedeshin is explicit in the Marshal. The Marshal says, Hei Chashayna Rotzav Latzeis Pahadlaka Shal Ishto Shemadlekes Lavavayis Nira De Loko Kamine Veinuyach Lavarif. It doesn't matter, it's not within your power to enable yourself to be not yotze with your wife. Lako Kamine Veinuyach Lavarif. There's no way to do that. The implication seems to be, one could understand this, that that's because she's not being motzi you. It's not that she's being motzi you, your individual chiyuv. There is no individual chiyuv here. It's a chiyuv that really applies to the bias. There should be the bias should have a mezuzah, should have a ner. If the ner is up, then you're yotze. Or you're not mechuyav, however you want to formulate it. But there's nothing that you could do then become chayav. All right, so we'll skip. A similar question exists regarding katan. Yeah? What? Right, exactly. Katan Shegiya Lachinuch, the Mechaber Paskins that Yesh Omrim, Katan Shegiya Lashliach, that's sufficient. The issue with that, there happens to be Machlokes Rishonim, how we Paskin on a subject of debate in the Gemara in Megillah regarding Katan Shegiya Lachinuch Mikra Megillah. Do we say that since it's a Zerubbanan and he's Mechuyah Bidin Chinuch, that he can be Motzi? So that's a Machlokes Rishonim. Most Rishonim say no. Pala Iter Paskins, you can. Pala Iter Paskins, let's say Mikra Megillah, you'd be able to katan shegila chinuch could be motzi everybody their chiyuv by reading Megillah. The yesh omrim here seems to be that Baal Iddur. The problem is that when it comes to mikra Megillah, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything like this. He just says katan can't be motzi anybody. So this bothers Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham thought this makes no sense. I understand why Neros Chanukah katan shegila chinuch shehidlik would be fine. Would be motzi others. If you paskin like the Bala Iddur and you said the same thing in Megillah, but you don't. So what's a chiluk? So if you take a look at Chacham Tzvi, he has a very nice formulation that nearly that there's a difference. That in the case of Chanukah, lava karkafta de gabra mutal chiyuv adlaka, it's simply a chiyuv upon the bias, and therefore, inasmuch as it's been lit, so it's good. When it comes to Megillah, it's a chiyuv kol echad v'yachad. Yeah.
Can you also say that Chanukah is mitzvah on the father?
That is part of the machok. Very good. That's part of the machokas who showed him about that question. Some think that it wasn't ever shayach to say that you could be the katan could be motzi for the reason that he's simply not mechuyav. That's a chiyav of the father. That's one of the central questions regarding chinuch, and that's a classic nafkamina. Is that even possible? Some rishon, most rishon would paskin against this. So there are two different ways that they say it. One is that he's not mechuyav at all. On any level, and the other way is the Tosfos, who says that he's mechuyav, but only derabanan, and you have to trade derabanan, so it can't be motzi echad derabanan. But that's exactly right. That's right. That's one of the issues that comes up there. In any event, I think that both of these approaches, however, are problematic. I think there's a serious problem, serious obstacle to both of these, and that has to do with the din of achsanah. The Gemara says that an achsanah in oreach, somebody who's a guest in somebody else's house. So he is chayav b'ner Chanukah. Now, how does that chayav manifest itself? We don't have him bring another menorah. It's a vision if he's mishtatif priti, if he pays a pruta to the Baal Bayis to have some of his shemen be sort of represented in that menorah. So that's a way he can be yotze the chayav. But fundamentally speaking, he is chayav alone, on his own. Now, I think no matter how you understand this, on either of the two accounts that we mentioned, it doesn't make any sense. If it's a chayav upon the bayis like mezuzah, so then how can, what do you mean? There's already a mezuzah. There's already a ner delek. That's even if you think he's shayach to this house. Lechora, you would say he's not even shayach to the house. He's actually not mechuyav bechlal because he doesn't have a bias to put a mezuzah to light in. And then, in fact, if you actually look at the Rishonim say that's the chiddush of achsanah. Just take a look at the Ran. Oreach av misha ein lo bias, the lo tema din ner chanukah kedin mezuzah. The chom misha ein lo bias pater min a mezuzah. It isn't like mezuzah. And it's even more explicit in the Orchas Chaim. The achsanai also lashmina and the hava amina chovas tira, it's a chovas pesach. Kemo mezuzah, kevin shamar mitzvah nicha pesach beiso, ve'ema meisha yesh lepesach, meisha eno yikvater. Kamashman the chayv lo dam mezuzah. Their point is that he doesn't have a bias, but maybe you'll say, you know what, he has a bias. This is his bias, because you can have different notions of what is beiso for different halachos. Let's say this is his bias, okay? But it has a mezuzah upon it. It has a ner dalek upon it. And if it's a chiyav, a kol gavra v'gavra, so why can't he be yotzei with the baal biases halakha? Why is he chayvin on his own? Let the baal bias be motzi midin shlichus. There's no halakha that shlichus only applies to bnei beiso. So I think it's a very serious problem, and I think that this leaves room to suggest a third perspective, a third understanding here, and that is that the din of ner yisha beiso, yeah.
Wouldn't the easy answer be that in order to make it your house, you need the shoshkos? Meaning, in order to include yourself, you're not just
but
part
so
of
let's
the house.
Yeah, but let's say so. Let's say it's not your house. You should be putter. There's no chiyuv. Let's say the shtatus bruta enables you to be so. But before the shtatus bruta, you actually so why the Gemara says chayav is chayav in your chayav. Right. So I think the third possibility is to say that mitzvahs ner Chanukah. Just put it this way. In general, we find mitzvahs that devolve upon yechidim, every single gav, every man, every person, Klal Yisrael's mitzvah, there's a chavas agavra, every single person is such and such. We also have mitzvahs that are chal upon groups of people, as a single organic unit. For instance, many mitzvahs are chal upon the entire Klal Yisrael as a nation. Mitzvahs melech, for instance, is something which is chal not upon individuals, but upon Klal Yisrael. Mitzvahs mina shoftim, at the very least on some levels, is a chiyuv which is chal, which evolves upon Klal Yisrael. It's Klal Yisrael which is being mitzvah. And you have mitzvahs that are, let's say, applied to this particular shvatim, let's say, Shevet HaKuhuna, Shevet HaLevim. I think we can suggest that mitzvahs ner Chanukah is a mitzvah which applies not to every yachid, but to the family. It's a mitzvah which applies to the unit of the family, to the mishpacha. And in fact, ner yisha beiso, the phrase yisha beiso, so first of all, bias in general sometimes means structure, physical house, it also sometimes means mishpacha. If you look at, for instance, Pasuk says that Selaves Abos Selabais, the Chatzos of Korban Pesach, Chazal explained that means Mishpach, Bais to Mishpach, Mishpach Selaves Abosam. And in particular, when you have the phrase Ishu Beso, that always means the family. Ve'elishmos ben Yisrael, Habay Mitzrayma, Es Yaakov, Ishu Beso Bo. He wasn't bringing down, these weren't mobile homes that he was hauling down, and this is each and every family. So the Chiyuv, we could argue, of Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah is a Chiyuv which is Chal upon, which evolves upon the family as a unit. This, I think, is clearly the most sensible way to read the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah. Rambam describes the mitzvah, kamaner is umadlik b'chanukah, mitzvah says sheyeh ko bayis bayis madlik. What does that mean, that the bayis are bayis? It's a funny formulation. The house is lighting? You could understand, oh, he means people associated with the house. I think he just simply means, ko bayis bayis means ko mishpacha, mishpacha is a chiyav lahadlik. He's simply formulating the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that every family, yishu beiso, every family has a chiyav lahadlik. And therefore, we understand very well, why is it that nobody else needs the light? Because not everybody's mechuyav. It's simply the family as a whole which is mechuyav. And why is it that an afsanai, that an oreach, is chayav, and he's not yotzei with my mitzvah? Because the mitzvah that applies to every single unit, every single familial unit, doesn't depend on having a house or not, necessarily. It's a mitzvah which applies to every familial unit. And the afsanai is not part of the yishu beiso. It's not part of that family. And it's exactly what the Rosh says. Amar Rosh says, afsanai chayav in Chanukah. He's not a family member, yeah?
Why is he
chayav? Because he's his own family. The Gemara goes on to say, if he has a wife, so she can be madlik alav v'go beiso. That's exactly how the Amaram said. When I was a bachur, I used to light on my own. I used to be mishadet v'priti. When I have a family of my own, and my wife is lighting, this is what the Gemara says in source number 19, yeah. Right? Basar, the nesiva, nesivi yisasa, amina, hashta vada lo zirchna, deka madlik alav v'go beiso. Yeah?
How does Jay Mari make you all sound part of, like,
I didn't get to discuss how the nature of the shtatus bruta, how that solves the problem.
Right, so we're assuming that it...
One way is to understand it that way. The other way is to say that it's simply the Afsanai himself is actually being Yosef Yosef Yosef. I don't want to get into it. If you want, the family of the Afsanai is also being represented by that. I think that's possible, and we'd have enough minas, let's say, cases where you wouldn't say you can make this merger. I don't want to get into it, but yeah, it solves the problem somehow that You can have a separate chiyuv be yotzei through via the shatvus, yeah.
The Gemara Sukkah talks about people who don't have houses being making brachos of shasim nisim lavotenu.
Yeah,
why isn't the Gemara there concerned that they're not being mekayem their chiyuv? They're mishpacha.
Tosfos is referencing the Gemara. Tosfos, the Gemara just says there's a chiyuv berachas haroah. For whom is this chiyuv designed? For whom is this bracha designed? So it isn't clear. Tosfos says it's for homeless people. Others say that it's not. It's for, let's say, people that aren't sure if they're going to be able to light, or maybe even the lighters themselves that haven't lit yet. Whatever it is, but meaning, are you saying? Yeah.
I misunderstood Tosfos, making a claim on the Gemara.
No. That's Tosfos' opinion. Okay. And the truth is, you can even say it's for homeless people. It's just that the way you would be yotze this chiyuv is on the Pesach bias. It's just a separate point. So if you don't have a bias, then you wouldn't be able to be yotze if you're not in a bias. But all right. So the question then becomes, however, the last thing I'm going to deal with is just manishtana mitzvah, meaning this is the only mitzvah that is chal upon the family as a unit. There's some other mitzvah that maybe you could have thought. What?
Korban
Pesach. But that depends in part A, do we hold Tzela Beis Avos as Deraisa? And B, even if it is Deraisa, that only applies to the Ketanim that are not themselves B'nai Mitzvah. So it's not quite, even though in the Pasuk it sounds like maybe this is another model of that, but if you actually look in the Sugyas, so it ends up being that we're talking about Tzela Beis Avos for Ketanim that aren't themselves B'nai Mitzvah, but if you are B'nai Mitzvah, then there is no Din of Tzela Beis Avos. I think that's something that applies to every single individual. It might be done as a, you're right. So I would suggest an answer that has to do with the nature of the historical drama of Hanukkah. It relates to the basic theme of Hanukkah that has to do with what it is that we're commemorating with Neros Hanukkah. The nature of the struggle of Hanukkah was at that stage in Jewish history, sui generis, it was unique. In Mitzrayim, it was our freedom that was at stake. In Persia, the threat was to our lives. When it comes to Machos Yavon, so there we find that what was being attacked was our identity, our culture, our religion, and specifically what was being attacked was our connection, was our bond with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Their aim was Lashkicha Torasecha, Lavira Mechukei Ritzonecha. Chazal in the Brisa of Megillas Tanis, it's an early Tanaitic work, they describe what the basic Gzera was, which was they required everybody to be Kofer B'Machos Shemayim, V'Imru, and say, In Lanu Chedek Melkei Yisrael. We have no part, we have no truck with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the truth is that the other midrashim say that they did this, they required us to write this, to etch it into our livestock, horns, kiswa karen ashor, write it in our clothing. And in this, they made significant inroads within Jewish society. The Sefer HaShmonaim, I don't know what to refer to it. It's not canonized, it's not a Sefer Kodesh, but I don't know if it's a pasuk or what. Nobody knows. But if you look, it says that they set up a gymnasium right in Yerushalayim, they stopped Velo Malu Asbenehem, they were particularly targeting Mila. That was what was occurring at the time. That was the nature of the struggle. There was a sort of the receding awareness of our identity, of our covenant with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's undoubtedly why Chazal, in describing the Tshuva, the Purkan, the salvation of Hanukkah, emphasized not so much the military victory per se, but what it enabled, what it led to, which was the Halakas HaMenorah. The Halakas HaMenorah is emphasized not just in the Gemara and Shabbos, which speaks of the Nes Mitzias Pach HaShemen and lasting in days, but it's already emphasized in the Al Nisim. The Al Nisim doesn't end like it does with Purim, with the story of the survival. It goes on. V'achra came ba'u v'necha, l'dvir b'sefa, v'pino k'salecha, v'tisu v'nashecha, v'liku neros v'chatzos k'checha. The culmination of the salvation, of the victory, is the Hadlakas Neros Menorah. And why? Because the menorah b'mikdash symbolizes the ashras shechina, the residual presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam within Jewish society. The Gemara says in Shabbos and Chaf Beis that I don't have time to look at it, but based on a diyuk in the pasuk michutz aparochas haidus, Gemara asks v'chila orahut sarach. Was it necessary? Was the ner ma'aravi? Was the menorah necessary for light? No. Ela edus hila ba'yalom shechina shara b'Yisrael. It's edus. It stands as a testimony that shechina shara b'Yisrael. Now, the Gemara explains that there was a minor miracle in that the westernmost cup was able to last longer every single day. But the point is that it stood as a symbol of the Ashras HaShechina. And there's a beautiful Vayikra Rabbah that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Nercha biyadi v'neri biyadcha, Nercha biyadi kiner Hashem nishmas adam, v'neri biyadcha halos ner tamid. If you take care of my candle, I'll take care of yours. So this is what the menorah represented. And this then is the theme of Hanukkah, the enduring affirmation of our bond with the Ribbono Shel Olam, the enduring conviction of Knesset Yisrael that Yesh Lanu Chelek Belkei Yisrael, that Shechina Shel Rabbi Yisrael. And I believe that when it comes to perpetuating that legacy, that identity, when it comes to sustaining and deepening Knesset Yisrael's bond with the Ribono Shel Olam, so it's the family that stands at the forefront. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, when he discusses the various levels of punishments, and particularly the Chivei Misa, so he's discussing why it is that there's so chamor that particular averos get such a punishment. So he discusses the iser, the avera of Makeh Avivimo, of Mekal Avivimo. Why is there such a chumra when it comes to Avivimo? So he explains, he has two explanations, but the second one has to do with nation. Mafsid Seder Abayis Asher Chelek Arishim Min Hamidina, because he undermines the order of the family unit, so to speak, which is the foundation of the state. Chelek Arishim Min Hamidina. The bayis, the household, is the most basic building block of society, because it's within the bayis, within the family, that values are disseminated and absorbed, that virtues are inculcated, that faith and tradition are transmitted and broadcast outwards. The historian Christopher Dawson said that the family isn't the product of culture, it is the cradle of nascent culture. It's the arena in which the character of society is shaped. And for this reason, the Pesukim speak of Vishantel Venecha, Vadat Venecha, Levenecha, Vimatam Samnes Venechem, because it's within the home that the next generation is educated. And this timeless truth, I think, was first of all illustrated at the very beginning of the Ribono Shel Olam's engagement with human society, with Avraham Avinu. Why was Avraham Avinu chosen? Because he was an outstanding individual? Not primarily, because Pasuk says, because he's going to mold his household into a household which can transmit, which can broadcast the values Derech Hashem, so that v'nibruchu b'cha kol goyei haaretz. And this is also borne out in the history of Hanukkah, because the Greek endeavor to extinguish the culture of Yadus would have succeeded if not for that single family who refused to ride along. The Sefer Chashmonaim discusses, we're not going to look inside, if we have to skip something, I guess that'll be it. It says that the Sari HaMelech became aware that this very prominent family, Matisyahu Banav, wasn't quite with them. So they went and they treated them, you're a very prominent family, well, you should be the first in line. And Matisyahu responds to them, Im amnam yisiru kol avdei HaMelech, goy goy melohav, everybody else, that's fine. Lokein anochi mishpachti. It wasn't just lokein anochi, it was lokein anochi mishpachti. And that was crucial, because Matisyahu, within a year, he passed away. So Matisyahu, the individual, he alone, wouldn't have had much of an impact. It wasn't Matisyahu who redirected our history. It wasn't Matisyahu who mobilized the nation to reclaim its identity as an Am Segula, but Matisyahu Banav. It was due to the courage and conviction of the family that Knesset Yisrael held fast to its destiny as a covenantal community. And therefore, when it came to commemorating the Tshuva of Hanukkah, when it came to perpetuating that covenant that was reaffirmed by Mimehein Bazman Hazeh, Chazal placed the family unit front and center. They said, let each family light their own Ner Maravi, their own menorah, declaring Shashchina Shorab Yisrael. And let each family, Kol Bayis Bayis, attest and affirm Yesh Lanu Chelek Elokei Yisrael. And I think this idea affords us a perspective, maybe it sheds some light, on a Gemara which is a little bit enigmatic. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Amar Avuna Hazayir Ben Ner Chanukah, Havayin Leik Banim Tamad Chachamim, Hazayir Ben Mezuzah, Zochel Lidirana, Hazayir Ben Tzitzis, Zochel Tazna. I understand very well, Hazayir Ben Tzitzis, Zochel Tazna. That makes sense. That's what the mitzvah is about. Same thing with regard to mezuzah. Mezuzah specifically. Put a mezuzah on, it'll be a nice bias. What is the parallel near Chanukah? But I think it makes perfect sense. Zayir ben Chanukah, somebody who's mindful, not just of the Maisa HaMitzvah, but to do it in a way which is representative, to say about his family, Yesh Lanu Chelek B'Yisrael, this family is Shechina Shor B'Yisrael, so that in sort of a natural progression, Havayin Leif Banam Tamei Dechav. Okay? That's a suggestion.